This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's July 11th, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene. Now not only Canada has legalized gay marriage, but also Spain did. What should be done about this?
First of all, Alora, as with those in Canada, I have removed the names of those that voted for this obscenity from the Book of Life. They will never, ever be allowed to enter into the kingdom of God. No matter what ceremonies they perform, no matter who they confess to, they will never enter into the kingdom of God. Secondly, I ask the people of Spain to rise up against their government, to shut their country down, to make it impossible for anybody to do anything until their government meets, votes out this law, and declares that homosexual marriage is forbidden forever. They must put this government out. They are creatures of evil. They got into power using the terrorist attack, and they are not the will of the common people of Spain. They must stand up. They must fight. They must say, no, we will not let you destroy our children. This is what should happen, Alora.
You tell them, Nazarene, but it's kind of scary how many people are getting in big trouble with the kingdom of God.
True, Alora. We are afraid that if this continues, we may lose our continuity and the entire afterlife and the entire world may die. But we cannot tolerate this evil. It cannot be tolerated. People that do these things cannot get into the kingdom of God. If we lose everything, this cannot happen.
We'll be back after the break. We're back! Nazarene, I saw on TV that the classic movie The Wizard of Oz has been digitally remastered and I believe supposed to be played in theaters on the big screens once again. What do the stars of this movie think of this? Do they approve?
Absolutely, Alora. They are delighted. We love The Wizard of Oz. We love the end when the evil witch gets hers. We love movies with a happy ending.
That's great news, Nazarene. I'm glad everybody approves. And wow, I think that's your shortest answer ever.
Sometimes it doesn't take long to say something, Alora, when it's a good thing.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, we're getting posts to our comments on the Jimmy Kimmel Forum that are really obnoxious. Some people say we should not answer them. Simply let them express themselves in their own way. Do you agree with this?
Absolutely you should answer back, Alora. You are messengers of God. You can give people the power of God. People should treat you with dignity and respect. That you are treated with such foulness disturbs us deeply, and we wonder why it is allowed. These are good and decent people that run this show, and we cannot understand why their forum is such a sick, sick place.
They're fantastic people that work with that show, Nazarene. I hope they get things straightened out soon.
So do I, Alora. So do I.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's July 12th, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, as you have mentioned before, Muhammad and John Lennon are fighting the demons every day in Iraq and now Israel. Does Muhammad stay in Iraq all the time, or does he take breaks in the afterlife and just go there when he feels the time is best to attack the dark ones?
No, Alora. Muhammad is spending almost 24/7 in Iraq. He goes to the afterlife only for very, very special occasions and stays there very short times. He returns as quickly as he can to the battle, and he fights the creatures of darkness that are supporting the fundamentalists every day, every hour. He is out there attacking them with everything he has and trying to win Iraq back for the forces of good. Still, there is little hope of us succeeding unless we can get you and Demetrius there to destroy the creatures of darkness that have infested this country. every suicide bomber, every person, insurrectionist that is killed becomes a creature of darkness and increases the need for them to have violence more and more. It is a perpetual thing of evil. The only hope we have is for you to get there and destroy these creatures of darkness and give these people a fighting chance.
But Nazarene, how are we going to get someone to get us there when we can't even get things working here at home?
People have to start responding to us, Alora. People have to start believing in me and God and not the falsity made by the priests. That is the only way we will succeed.
We'll be back after the break. We're back, Nazarene. I'm sure everyone would like to know about this. When John Lennon goes to fight the demons, exactly what takes place? Does he get to actually attack them when he gets there?
Well, that all depends, Alora, on whether or not John can take them by surprise and how fast the demons can run. If John can take them by surprise, he usually gets the opportunity to whack three or four of them and give them plenty of pain for a long time until they realize he's there and run away. If they realize he's there, he never gets close enough to do anything. But most of the time, John gets in there and gives them a lot of good whacks, and they wish he wasn't around. We wish we could finish them off permanently. This terrible thing that they heal so fast and are able to come back really disturbs us. As I said before, the only real hope is you getting in there and destroying them forever. But as you said, we are having a great deal of difficulty getting this done. But it is God's will, and sooner or later we will probably accomplish it if the people of Iraq wake up and ask you to come and help them.
I know John uses a sword, Nazarene, but does it really shine like it says in George Harrison's song?
You better believe it, Alora. Sometimes the demons run away screaming, "Jedi, Jedi, Jedi." I think they're a little bit confused.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's July 13, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor of the Supreme Court has announced that she is retiring. Do you think President Bush should appoint someone who is going to be an anti-abortion advocate on the court, or should he support someone that will guarantee women's rights? Should he appoint someone that opposes the homosexual movement?
The president should appoint somebody, Alora, that will uphold the law, that will protect everybody's rights, including the rights of parents that are against homosexuality, and including the rights of women that want the right to an abortion when they need one. It is very, very hard to find a good person that is not corrupted by the political agenda. But there are some of them out there. And I hope the president can find a good person and appoint that person to the Supreme Court. I do not believe women should be denied the right to an abortion. It is against my principles. I do not agree with abortion, but I do not like the blasphemy that the people are putting out that are against abortion. And of course, you know my stand on homosexuality. It is against God's law and should be forbidden. There should be laws passed making it illegal for men to solicit sex from other men, and men that do should be in prison. That is my policy. And I hope the president selects a judge that has the same opinions.
Me too, Nazarene. Things are really getting heated up over this issue.
And they're going to get hotter, Alora. They're going to get a lot hotter.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, Prince Albert of Monaco has admitted that he has fathered an illegitimate child, but because of Monaco's constitution, that child has no right to the throne. What is your opinion on this?
I am very glad, Alora, that initially the prince has done the right thing, that he has admitted that he is this child's father. That is very good. But now he needs to finish the job. He needs to marry this woman and make this child his legitimate heir, because in the eyes of God, he is his legitimate heir. He is his firstborn son and entitled to all his land and titles. And if he does not make this child his legitimate heir, it is not going to set well with God the Father, nor is it going to set well with me. If someone else takes this child's proper place, then we cannot recognize that person as the ruler of this country, because they have taken this place unjustly. The just heir has been pushed aside. Right needs to be done. This child needs to be made the legitimate heir so he can take the place that God intended for him.
I'm glad the prince is a good guy, Nasri, but do you approve of the way the mother went about getting everyone's attention on this matter?
We see nothing dishonorable, Alora. She did what she had to do to protect her son's rights. She shouldn't have had to do it. It should have been made public well before this time.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's July 14th, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, we feel awful. We've had a falling out with ABC. We were posting on Jimmy Kimmel's forum, and people started attacking us viciously. We answered some of the attacks, and the people got us kicked off the forum. You have said that we can't go on Jimmy Kimmel Live anymore because this is totally unacceptable. ABC should not allow people to be abused like this. But the energy coming from Jimmy Kimmel Live into the kingdom of God has not decreased one iota. If anything, it has increased. How can this possibly be?
Alora, I wish I could answer your questions. In all my ages of existence, we have never seen a phenomenon like this. Nothing like this has ever happened before. I will always praise Jimmy Kimmel, his staff, and fans, because they saved the kingdom of God. They saved mankind. But I can't post on this forum. I cannot put up a simple post of praise and not be attacked viciously. And it is uncalled for. I will not tolerate it. And I will not tolerate you being insulted and threatened. This enrages me. It is not acceptable. And that the superiors of ABC allow this and say that it is perfectly acceptable for these people to attack you and humiliate you, and you're not supposed to answer back, is totally unacceptable. When this changes, when I can post something on this forum in my name and praise Jimmy Kimmel and his staff and say that they helped me accomplish something and do the will of God, then perhaps you can be back on the show again. But as long as the executives of ABC deny my right and deny my existence and say that I do not exist, I cannot possibly be, you can't be. That is the only solution to the situation.
I understand what you mean, Nazarene, and I didn't like it much either. But we'll sure miss seeing everybody.
So will we, Alora. Mary Magdalene and I had such a good time when we went to the show the first time. It was just so, so delightful.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, I cannot believe who it is that you want to be the Republican candidate in the next presidential elections. Can you tell everyone who it is and why you want that person to run?
I most certainly will, Alora. I want First Lady Laura Bush to run, and I want her to run on an anti-gay platform. I want her to go from state to state and organize the anti-gay movement in each state and stop the sodomizing of our children. I want her to be God's voice on earth against sodomy. I want her to speak up and say, look, I have friends that are gay, but I cannot accept that. I cannot associate with them. I can't go out with them. I can't praise what they are doing because it is against the way of God. I want her to lead God's people in the struggle against the perversion of our children. I want her to save our children and become the leader of the United States in doing so. This is God's will for her.
I had a feeling that's who you would say, Nazarene. I hope you have some good luck and this happened.
It is not a matter of luck, Laura. It is a matter of faith and belief. If this woman has faith and believes, she will do the will of God.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's July 15, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, a woman in Russia, is suing NASA because they sent a space probe into a comet that is circling the sun to learn more information about it. She is suing them for the cost of the mission, saying they ruined the natural balance of the universe and it would deform her horoscope. What is your opinion on this? Is she right?
Not a prayer, Alora. Maybe if they blew a planet out of orbit as big as Jupiter, they might possibly change the energy flow on Earth, but it would take something that drastic. The moving of this little comet is going to do absolutely nothing. If NASA needs an expert witness to testify in this trial, I most certainly will volunteer to go there and tell people that this is absolute stupidity. This woman is just trying to find some way to rip a government off and get some money. This is totally ignorant. The only concern I have with this little thing that they have done is that this comet may dislodge an asteroid later on and it may eventually hit the Earth. But by the time it does, 300, maybe 400 years from now, mankind will have the ability to stop it, so I'm not too concerned with it.
As Demetrius says, Nazarene, one of those things would make a lasting impression on the Earth.
That is an understatement, Alora. That most certainly is an understatement.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, we've got people on the Jimmy Kimmel Forum insulting our relationship with John Lennon. They think it is appropriate to put obscene words in their postings if they leave out letters or deliberately misspell them. Do you think this is acceptable? Does it make any difference whether or not they use the entire word? Should they be able to get away with it?
Absolutely not, Alora. Obscenity is obscenity, and everybody knows what obscenity is. This silly argument that some words are not obscene is just beyond my understanding. How any judge can say it's appropriate for someone to use obscene words about the body and body waste is beyond my understanding. This is not acceptable. It never will be acceptable. God does not permit it, and I do not permit it. Those using these words to attack you will not get into the kingdom of God. No matter how much they plead, no matter how much they say, God, I didn't understand. Please, I didn't realize who these people were. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just a kid playing around. Please forgive me. I will not. Never, ever. This cannot be tolerated and it must be stopped. Those who attack the servants of God are doomed forever.
I feel kind of sorry for them, Nazarene. I wish there was something that we could do to make them understand.
There is nothing you can do, Alora. They are lost in their own ignorance and they cannot be reached. They are determined to destroy themselves. It is a hopeless situation.
We'll be back next week.